Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ahona omong re rata yena fela Jesu Kriste ho ba ne re a tseba hore ke mong wa bophelo, re a tseba hore o lerato wa phedisa o bani nje onge ka mthande o Kriste ngoba uyikho konke bazalwane. Umzwile no Zipho Phiri esho ethi uyikho konke empilweni yami ehambisana neJoyous Celebration wasibusisa no Adira Africa featuring o Dr. Pearl Kube bethi Arise. Ihambe njalo ke i 3 songs in a row njoba ngishilo ukuthi emveni kwalezi ngoma ngizobe sengihleli phansi la no Dr. Lebo Mashile. Ya u Dr. Lebo Mashile we founder ye Beauty for Ashes Ministry njoba ke on kule weekend esekuyona bazalwane sithi all roads lead to kuphi a Free States ko Paraisi ba re Paraisi ba sotswa ke re Dr. Lebo.
Amen. Ba re Paraisi ba sotswa
ba re Paraisi re tla be re bua se sotso but ke a tseba le seZulu ba tseba ke re akere e between King Harrismith akere
e haufi le Kroonstad Friday 40.
Oh, nako
kwatse kwaqwa. Ai. Kwaqwa ho le Paris.
Okay. Oh, how feel about Kroonstad?
Lisa Solim.
Yeah.
Yes, le Frenageng.
Okay. Oh. Awesome.
So ke mini Gauteng yana.
Ehhe. Tumela ngihle.
Tumela hle asibahle. Le tumela ba mamedi re teng le ka hle me.
Mam Tutu, sawubona.
Sawubona sisibahle.
Hey, iphi mic yakho ukukhulumela kude?
Ukukhulumela kude.
Yey, asikuzwa. Oh, yimina la, sorry. Ithingizwe ngiyakuzwa.
Sawubona. Okay. Sawubona sisibahle.
Ngiyakuzwa manje.
Sanibona nani balaleli. We are back.
Siyabonga. Siyabonga. Yo, Dr. Lebo, akitsebile gore ke qale kae? Wa tseba re buile dintho tsengata wa share your testimony. Hey. Wa tseba ka bopaki ba ha re bone gore ka nnete modimo wa phela. And mudimo ha hluleke letho because ukundlulisile intweni eyiningi malwetseng. Hey, la unga tholanga khona uthando kodwa yena wakubonisa uthando, la unga tholanga khona i comfort waba i comfort yakho yazo waba yikho nje konke empilweni yakho. It shows ukuthi you know abantu bangakudisappointa kodwa uNkulunkulu angeke akudisappoint.
Amen.
And uNkulunkulu ngeke akulahle.
Amen.
It doesn't matter ukuthi isimo sakho sibucayi kangakanani, yena uhleze khona, uhleze esibiyela. Uyazi nje yo akitsi binge rile hokai
hanalisiko ngeke re shwetse tseleng
kanithi
hanalisiko.
Sure. Ke kopo ba dumedisa ko hai.
Amen. Ke dumedisa ba mamedi a lebitso le matla lebitso la Morena Jesu Kriste wa Nazareta. Amen.
Amen. So today re qala ka itaba because ke batla hore taba e hari tlotla. Ke tlotla ne. O hari qoqa. Ba sotho ba re a qoqa ke
re ra qoqa ba sotho.
Yebo, hari qoqa ke batla iri fihlise mo. Mo beautiful ashes.
Yes.
And happy iri fihlise mo this theme a very interesting ya conference ya this year. Ering Africa tell God your whole truth.
Yes.
Ngiyazi ukuthi sisonke simise indlebe. Remisitse ditsebe re batla o tseba hore ke nnete e tshwantseng re botse modimo. You know? Yes. Today re qala kae hore e re fihlise mo tabeng.
Okay, I'm sure today we are just wrapping up the testimony.
Yes.
And then had a fetamo then continue. You know, le hore re hore Africa we tell him your whole truth.
Yes.
horror mojetsa nnete feng. So dinga that di nnete tse re sontso ntre di bua tse re tsabang ho di bua hle house bahle. Hona le di nnete tse betsetse bang ke mesamelo ya rona fela. You know,
le mabota
fela ha ka bua fela a re ka kena mathateng
yeah
ha ka re yo ha e ka nnete re di bone mara ka ho tseo ka ofela modimo wa tshepahala
ka nnete
yes ke modimo o dutseng di tshepisong last ke qeteletse ko ka ya usbahle with the testimony
Konjo pelele pimfundisi sisize lapho sisitudu
ugcine la esixoxela ngomntwana esesibedlele after the girl who died in hospital then she came back to life unknowingly that she was also pregnant at the time
ene se ke fitile mo re buile ka ngwana ile nga hlokahalla sepetlele
yeah
yes so re
baba bedi ne ho hlokofetse two
or no
ke one
re tse the first one died half itsa a gutla
yes
and then ha yena ntse le sepetlele and then half itsa o tswa sepetlele then my father died and then a month later I gave birth and my son died and this one literally died so this one did not come back so this one azang ampa a chance so ya hore kere o itseng lena o ile now I have a testimony so hahla had they said the heart was too big and bamobeha on a machine and then they just called me to say there's nothing that we can do so we are taking him out of the machine and they gave me a child osengathotsi so I went to the ICU ekareng ke qala ho ya looking at everything that is there and they gave me my son and he was quiet so then I gave them back the child and I went back to the ward and I took off the drip and everything this is the child okimototse Caesar but there was no pain in the flesh because anger was on top of the roof so anger against God anger that was saying modimo wena o no lo hokae so why did you take my child the anger ending era I'm self righteous you know I think na kongwe asbahle ha re pholositswe rena na re hona ne le dintho tse satla me ngo hlaela rona hona ne le dintho tse ileng hore ha setsa kamo you know di sontse di etsa hale ko thoko kwa di etsa hale batho ba bang and not us because then when we start to feel like we are holier than thou when you start to feel all self righteous so you feel hore I think I have done everything right modimo I have lived my life right so why is this happening to me why is this coming to my house so after barrenness ya so many years why are you taking my child so I went home and I buried this child and I buried this child still full of anger like not understanding because grief ya ulimata you yetsa ro o ska understand you know how am I next to the grave ile wena motswadi ile wena sontsong o patengwana hao ha hona pain ya tsonang leo you know ya hore you don't understand or why must it be you burying your child so modimo why didn't you give me a chance modimo did I open any door because I think so many times in the house of the Lord when anything ebhlokwetsahala re starta ka botsana hore which door did you open? Do you remember Marana Jesu ko John when baruto ba hai ba mmotsa hore this man kimanga sentseng, why was he born blind? Was it because of the parents who sinned? So many times when things are happening, re starta ka botsa hore who sinned? Why o etsahalla? Ke ntho e etsahallang? And Marana Jesu is saying, no, it was for my glory. It was for my glory to be seen. Nobody sinned. So here I was asking myself so many questions. Lord, where did I go wrong? Why did you allow this to happen to me? And I suppressed that. I was angry. I couldn't understand. And I think inkile everything, to the back of my head. I buried and yabailohore, I am done. I am done because now I want to be done with God. I think that's what grief does sometimes. You yetse hore o file ka reng modimo ke ena o fetseng, o file ka reng modimo ke ena o tlohetseng. So now I'm even talking to somebody o reng, I have buried my son, I have buried my daughter, I have buried the only child, I have buried my husband, I have buried my mother. And when you feel hore at that time you need them most in your life, at this time, this is the child oneng aphumula dikeledi. This is the son o tlileng after barrenness. This is the son o oring, you know what, ka nnete modimo phumutse dikeledi. And then all of a sudden, dikeledi tsa ona hanang di phumutse di gotlela morao. And then, hana kwa ye, I had to learn to accept, to say, o modimo hulukile. And I thought, hore, I was done with that. And I started giving a testimony about it, or whatever king can niti modimo heals, can niti modimo tepahete, because I think I grieved for this child 4 years later, because at that time I was just so angry. So the 4 years later that made me to grieve for him, it was because Nekiliko Bible School, Nekiliko, they were teaching about grief. And then God decided to heal me and send this other pastor to say, you know what, Mudimo Ori, you are still angry with him and he wants to show you where your child is. So he wants to open your spiritual eyes so that you can see your son, that your son is okay, your son is with him. And I was happy, and I was happy to see him. I was happy to say, oh, my child is well. But let me tell you that just few weeks ago, the very same thing happened to one of my spiritual daughters. And I realized that I did not grieve my son. Imagine, it is 20 years ago. So if we don't deal with issues, they literally come back to haunt us. If we don't deal with pain and say, Lord, here I am, I need you to heal me. I need you to operate my heart. I need you, because when we tell Umudim who heals the brokenhearted, Umudim who can bind my heart, and tell him your truth. Tell him, Umudim, I'm angry. Tell him, Umudim, I don't understand. Make me understand this situation. Tell him, Mudimo, I need a father right now to take me to school. Mudimo, I need a husband to raise these children. Mudimo, I need parents in my life. Mudimo, I am going through this. I am going through this pain. Heal my heart. Because if we don't heal, we tolerate in the grave with people who are gone and we are still alive. So, just 2 weeks back, I had to let go. Imagine, Mutu will not understand, how do you let go into a thing 20 years ago? So if we don't let go, dinto tzakhale, they kill us. So there are things, tse ilong hore rohloka udinta, hore mudima honore fodisa. So after my husband, after 2 years later, after the child died, then I had the most beautiful son ever wow. born in the world.
Wow.
Oh, you must see my son.
Handsome guy.
Handsome oh, man. You know, a handsome guy. I'm sure Bob Mebatla Babatla Tonta Mahadi Hakason to be naked. You know.
Yeah.
The most beautiful, handsome boy ever born in this world.
Wow.
When he was born, Osbatli, they called me again, come to ICU and come and see your son.
Mm.
And I go again to ICU. Hake Fisha, here is this beautiful baby. Oblidang, okhawileng letsoho. Letsoho le gawile ebile la bleeder maoto a gaoa o bona masapo. And then they say this baby will never do anything if o tlo phela e tlo ba mohao mara if o tlo phela e tlo ba morwalo because he will never talk, he will never walk, he will never take out fela ha tsona. So you will be taking care of him for the rest of his life. So how to tell he gets it anything if he survives. So there was no oxygen. So ke abga 210. So there is no way this child will be a normal baby. Kana ko mauto aruru la makana hobane it was like something in a mobofile mauto. And I looked at my baby and I saw the beauty of the Lord. I looked at my baby and I said, there is nothing wrong with my child. This is the most beautiful. Wabana what I am saying, I said it when everything ili a mess, when everything ili mopilaka ke moshebile ke bona mhlolo. Mara instead of bona mhlolo, I saw the faithfulness of God.
Yeah.
I saw the beauty of God. I realized that naka matlaka le bhlale baka, I cannot do this. And I realized hore ho kwata haka cannot save this child. Ho botsa modimo dipotso tsa hore why me will not change the situation.
Yeah.
But I understood that he is God, our healer.
Amen.
And I understood hore ke modimo o sa hluleheng. Ke modimo o tshepahalang mayemo a sa tshepahale. I looked at the child and I saw Mudimu otsepahalang to say o mudimu who will show your glory through this child. So when they were saying mara wa mabona ngwana, and I was like, yeah, ke mabona ngwana ka, wow, he's beautiful. And they were like, no, you need a psychiatrist. And I was like, I don't need any psychiatrist. My child is normal. There's nothing wrong with this baby. There's nothing wrong with my child. And they were like, are you seeing the hand? Are you seeing the legs? And I was like, mautua atlo bapala soka. Kima nga bapalang soka?
Kena bapalang soka, more than anyone else.
20 years later.
18 years later. He's now 18. What 20 years is the one who passed on?
Oh, yes. Okay. So the
so this one comes after the one who lenga hlokahala.
Okay, yes. So on our 18 years, or buanka ena hona jwale o bapalang bolo. Ke o atlileng matsoho le maoto a se handle.
Ke o tlileng a gawile letsoho literally le gawile. Letswa mati le gawile o bona hore le gawile.
What was the problem? He ba hlalosa dingaka.
They don't know. We went to Ratamaya, we went to Wits University, Lintatesiobi. And we sat around the table like this with professors and everybody kihamasheba are kinahana hore ki this, and the other one will say nonsense that is not, and the other one until all these professors defella and they said, we have never seen this, we don't know what this is, we don't know what happened, we don't know, we don't have any prognosis, we don't have any diagnosis. So we don't. No.
So meaning have a sa tsebe ho tsho hore a hona le treatment aba ka mofang yona.
No. So have a sa tsebe. Ho tsho hore modimo.
This is a miracle.
Wa tseba.
Yebo.
Yes. You know every time when bohlale ba lefatshe bore we don't know. Remember immediately I think immediately habare ha re tsebe. That's what gave me courage. How about there's nothing we can do? That's what gave me courage.
Hore modimo yena wa
tseba. Remember with my first child, when they were saying, ngwana ke yo, and there's nothing we can do anymore. We have tried it all. And this one, what am I? So dulang mo and support. You know, what gave me courage was when they were saying, there's nothing we can do anymore.
Mm.
Because if there's nothing they can do, we serve God of the impossibilities. Hey. If there's nothing the world can do for you, there is somebody who can do something for you. Mm. There is somebody who's above any situation. Mo ho felang bohlale ba motho, mo o ikutlwang hore ha hona any help, he is our help. Ke mo oreng modimo now ntshapo modimo bahao because I don't have any other. I don't have anyone to help me. I don't have anyone to solve this problem. But wena o modimo.
And you know this thing e bontsha hore hanga be di doctor ba tsebile hore ba mothuse ngwana. Today ne re ka setlise boholo ba modimo.
No.
Ne re tlo re di doctor.
Yes.
Ke tsona tse di entseng gore ngwana a gone go tsamaya.
Yes.
But today re re ke modimo.
Yes.
Because the doctors ba ri le bona they can't.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing abaka yetsang ka ngwana.
Yes.
Jonong he doctor Lebo. Ngwana o wa hola o hola ka bona boemo bo. Wa mwanyisa o me wetseng je to you o bona ngwana o right ngwana o normal.
Yes. Nna ke bona ngwana o normal.
So o hola ka sona semo seo. Yes.
Ka hara dinthotsa ka ofela I had to be bandaging the wounds.
Mm.
And then letsoho le a hola every year. Ho hola le sapo ho bane nama e setse ko morao. And then every year for 18 years he had to go balomogaula le sapo leo.
Cause ho tswa lona.
Ho bane ho tswa le sapo le a hola. So they had to do the operation tsa maoto to try to fix hore ba kwale mo hono ho buleile mo baneng ba batla ho gaula teng hore there is just no way nama ye e ka gonang ho kopana again. And I refused. So now every year the child is growing. Now hi Lily Sia, I'm dealing with these wounds. And when I'm dealing with this wound, the only way that I could encourage myself in the Lord was through song, so much that when my baby was crying or was in pain, libitsola hae ke Jesu Ntatile. So I will sing for him. Jesu Ntatile. Jesu Ntatile. Mama made us cover mamela voice ya Katherine. So
yeah.
So when he was in pain, he will just wake up and say, Jesu Ntatile. And we will just sing at the song. You know, he will not cry out loud. Abe ngwana o itsang hore kur ke bona dikele di ditheoa, and this Jesu Ntatile ya kena inside of him.
Oh.
So much that when he was turning 13 re ya for this operation, I was like, my goodness, my child is becoming a teenager.
Oh.
And now hi ba teenager, I wonder utlo reng ka this God. So hi ba teenager, I bona as onto are going through this pain. Ebe o santsane nga tlo re Jesu ke morena na. And this other day I tswa from the operation screaming and crying nonstop as about lo comfortiwa ha thola. I was like, do you know that Jesus loves you? Do you know that even in this Jesus loves you? And he said, Mama, I know that Jesus loves me, and I don't just know that Jesus loves me, I believe. I believe that he loves me. The only thing is I'm in pain, but I don't doubt that he loves me. So many times when things happen in our lives, we question the love of God. But that gave me courage to say, you know what? Kahara siyemo se, if he can say, kanete ke believe le ratong la Modimo, kanete ke believe hore one rata, even when I go through this, hore nna ke le motho moholo, I'm asking myself, yo morena joko ya ibima. And motho fitang through yona, it's saying, I believe, I know, and I believe. So he is God who truly loves us. Ke Modimo o reng ka nnete ha a re fe morwalo re fetang. So if this child can say, I know and I believe, then what more about us? So many times re qala o doubt hore ka nnete does he truly love me? So he went through all those years without doubting the love of God. And I think that's what gave me courage. That's why I get immediately hamoto are ha ho khona hale ke mo a activating hore bona. Now you are saying matla motho a felletswe.
Yeah.
So now trust in the Lord. Rely on the Lord. Hobane ha ho fela matla motho, ha ho fela bohlale ba motho, ha ho lahlwa ke motho, ha ho disappointwa ke motho, ha motho a re ho fedile ere re bone ke mo Modimo a iponahatsang hore bona ke nna Modimo, ke nna Alpha, ke nna Omega, ke Modimo by myself, ha ke thusi ke anybody, ke Modimo o palelwang ko palelwa.
So yeah, Dr. Lebo, kirata your faith. Hore, as angu lahlekelwe ithemba ukuthi, you know, njengoba Dr. Bonabashilo ukuthi lo mntwana lo ay utlo hola and then utlo ba morwalo ho wena. So wena wari itla ba morwalo waka. And then Modimo a uthusa hore o rwale morwalo o.
Amen.
And kwa manje ha sa le morwalo. Ke mwana o buang hore he's so handsome, o dlala bolo, you know, ke mwana o tshwana le bana ba bang.
Oh, ke mwana o tshwana le bana ba bang hle. Ke mwana o kenang sekolo se normal, ke mwana o normal like any other child, o talkative ka reng o tlile re ba itse ha no tse ba le o bua. Like how na motho buang je ka yena in my house.
Wow.
So you know, every time when I want to give up, I look at him and I say, Modimo wa tshepahala. You know, Modimo wa tshepahala osbahle. I think if I can continue talking about these children, kanete batho ba tlhore ha isa le nnete jole
you know wa kapa
jole ho sa kapa, you know.
Yeah.
But I think Modimo ke mo bone a tshepahala e ba Modimo because mo kereng, you know what, ba hodile ka nnete ke bao ba fitile through this. When the other one always matric and then the other one also to Akale High School, they were both admitted. They were both in ICU. They were both dying again. And I looked at them and I was like, Modimo, you did it. And Osantaning Oli Modimo.
You'll do it again.
You know?
Yeah.
Okilo wabona ba to haba seba ushebile. Hore, and the Kimu Rudi. So it's like, why are they happening to a pastor? Oban hane dieta halakana kweo, maybe it was fine. But now they are happening to me. So dieta halajwang mo thanka wa Modimo. So honan leading, totading teta halang in our lives. Tailong hore, they are fighting who you are. Dieta a question to you. Hore, now why are they happening to you?
So, Pastor Lebo, namanje ngisamangele ngisathi yo. Because angaze ngayizwa itestimony efana nale. And uma ngikulalele, it shows ngempela ukuthi if faith impacts our life, ngoba it helps us ugu noma ngathini to view ama storms through a different lens. And lokho kuphinde futhi kwenzeni ifaith yethu isenza ukuthi ngaso sonke isikhathi sibeke ithemba lethu kubani kuJehova instead of ourselves or instead of ukuthi silibeke kwabanye abantu. Okay, ngoba ngiyabona isikhathi sethu siyagijima la. Ithi sithathe nje ibreak encane and then uma sibuya ke mhlambe usitshele kabanzi ngale conference ezoqala ngomhla ka 23 kuze kube umhla ka 25. Sina only plus minus 10 minutes ukuthi usichazele ngayo Beautiful Ashes Ministry ukuthi isilethela this beautiful conference sithi Africa tell God your whole truth.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinikela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe ukuphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254 okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Guiding your faith journey. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Become equipped with in-depth knowledge of the Bible with Thompson Mashakeni every Tuesday live at 6 p.m. Listen live on Radio Pulpit 657 AM or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Ngilalele la ubufakazi boka Dr. Lebo Mashile ngempela bazalwane faith keeps you centered with the realization ekutheni awedwa and uNkulunkulu uhlezi enawe ngazo zonke isikhathi. So uPastor Lebo uNkulunkulu yazi ube mzungezile ngazo zonke isikhathi. So gune message lana Radio Pulpit family, don't be left behind, come join us this upcoming weekend at the Beautiful Ashes Camp go Paraisi. Come for a divine encounter with the one who has your healing, deliverance and transformation. It will be fire. Uthi come receive the fire for this end time revival. Come one, come all. Join us for the entire weekend or join us for a day session on Saturday. Uthi hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we are looking forward to our intimate time with you, Abba Father. Yahweh, uthi don't forget to bring your chauffeur. Chauffeur. Is it chauffeur or chauffeur? Wow. Yeah. We khulume yonke indaba la uMamtumi. So if ufuna ugu into engiyithandayo ukuthi if awukwazi ukuattend for the whole weekend unga attend only on a Saturday and njoba nizwile iad lana beyidlala or izodlala ku the next program. Yeah, izodlala ku the next program iad yayo this conference. So uma ungakwazi ukuthi ufike on Friday uhambe Saturday ungafika on a Saturday wa attend ngo 500 rand kuphela. Okay, but ithi nginikele ku Dr. Lebo mhlambe asitshele kabanzi ngayo. Why the theme, Muruti?
The theme Africa tell him your whole truth. We find it from Mark chapter 5. Let me read it from verse 25. And then there was a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years, who had endured much suffering under the hands of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was no better, but instead grew worse. She had heard the reports concerning Jesus, and she came up behind him in the throng and touched his garments. For she kept saying, "If I only touch his garments, I shall be restored to health." And immediately her flow of blood was dried up at the source, and suddenly she felt in her body that she was healed of her distressing ailment. And Jesus, recognizing in himself that the power proceeding from him had gone forth, turned around immediately in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And the disciples kept saying to him, "You see the crowd pressing hard around you from all sides, and you ask, 'Who touched me?'" Still, he kept looking around to see her who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened, knowing what had been done for her, though alarmed and frightened and trembling, fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith, your trust and confidence in me, springing from faith in God, has restored you to health. Go in peace and be continually healed and freed from your distressing body disease." So, during this weekend, it is time to tell Jesus the whole truth. You know, this woman, Mrana Jesu, and Mrana Jesu is saying, "Who touched me?" But instead of the woman coming to say, "I am the one who touched you," the Bible says he told Jesus the whole truth. And when we started, we said the woman. But when we ended, we say Jesus is saying, "Daughter." So now Jesus is not seeing the woman. So Jesus is saying, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole." So now this woman is now becoming a daughter half all. So I don't know what is this whole truth that he was telling Jesus. I don't know this bleeding that the Bible says it was 12 years of bleeding. But during this 12 years of bleeding, it means there was a bleeding behind. Because before Rebona, the bleeding halakantle. It means inside of us, honanili the bleeding that has been happening. Honanili the bleeding and killing a daughter yamuyeta, a woman before time. Honani a bleeding eta hating in our lives. Hurhamutau Sheba today, arkanetikim melebu pati, the girl inside only met the boy inside only met. Or if I can tell you my truth. So right now I was busy telling you my bit of the truth. But then you don't know, Hore, when everything was happening, as much as I had faith, as much as I loved the Lord, but inside of me, what was happening? As much as we say we love God, can it we trust in him, but the frustrations that we go through, the things that we go through that people don't see, the things that we are going through, we can't even tell the world about it, are the very things that causes a depression today. Are the very things said on her ripolaye today. Are the very things about to be put on her wipolaya joang olong anamudimu. How do you have depression when you are a child of God? Of it that through that joang. Well, sometimes and people look at you and think, all is well. But you know deep down that nothing is well. And you are scared to tell the world, Horobona, I am going through divorce where I am. Because Otaba, the judgment. I am going through this abuse. I am going through this. I don't know what to eat, but I am smiling. So there are things that we go through. So in BFA, we have a fathers and sons ministry. My long hore fathers are telling God their whole truth to say, you know what? Yes, I am here. I'm a father. I love God, but I don't know how to be a father because I was rejected by my father. So this is your truth, to say, I want to be the best man. I love God. But the truth is, I don't know how to be a father. I don't know how to be a husband. This woman is expecting too much of me. And I don't know. I have never seen a father loving a mother. I have never seen a mother submitting to a father. And you're asking me of things that I don't know. What is this submission that you're talking about? How do you expect me to be a mother when I was never loved? I don't know how to love a child. And this child is expecting so much of me. And now you are in a position of being a leader, and being a leader of a nation, being a leader in your workplace, and you're expected to stand up and take the position, and you don't know how to, because there's a daughter inside who is bleeding. There's Africa that is bleeding, that we are busy saying motomoto ha khone wetsa anything. Mara, we have been through all as Africans. We even hate each other because we were taught to do that. Everything is taken away from us, and it is survival of the fittest, even in the house of the Lord. We have everything, but we have nothing. And that is the truth. That's why we don't even know how to give to the Lord. Because everything eba ya rona. Because if you were living ka survival, now how unta for other people to get unteta mang? You don't even see haso unanele a lot. Because wena uhudisito ka hore, get everything for this family. So the pain that is inside of us, it destroys our children, it destroys our families, it destroys the body of Christ, it destroys Ronarele Africa. That's why Rosa Kono Yema and be together and love one another. So in this camp, we are coming together as Africa. We are coming back to say we want our fathers back. We want our mothers back. We want our lives back. We want who we are. Omudimo arienteng hore ribe yena. We've bled for too long. It is enough. It is time for an African child to arise. It is time for an African child to know that God loves you. No matter who and no matter where you come from, you are valuable in the hands of the Lord, and He wants to heal you. He wants to restore your family.
Amen.
He wants to restore your children.
Amen.
He wants you to take your position back. He wants you to know that you are a daughter. You have been bleeding. You have gone through it all. But He wants to heal you. He wants to heal you from the shame of divorce. He wants to heal you from being living in widowhood and not knowing what to do. He wants to heal your children from the drugs that they are going through because of their pain, because they are the jafters. You know what? I'm an illegitimate child. Where do I go? Where am I wanted? There's a truth inside that is saying, highly educated, but the child in me is still saying, I am longing to be a son. I am longing to be a daughter to somebody. Yes, you look at me and you say, but you are now a woman. But no, I am not a woman. I'm a child. I'm a child inside, trapped in a body of a woman, because I am hurting. I am bleeding. That's why I cannot be who you want me to be. That's why I'll have to prove myself and work hard to achieve, to be who you want me to be.
Njoba sengikhulumile ngendaba yesikhathi, so ke mang atshwantseng a attend this event?
Ntate, mme, ngwanana.
Okay, so
Kenya everybody.
Kenya everybody. We're
young or old.
Okay, so Lydia Tahaka Imongwaheng, the conferences.
We have the Continental Camp that is happening now. We have people coming from different nations of Africa. And then in South Africa, we have Dr. Siobi. We have Apostle Goboto. We have Dr. Lebo. We have Mayor Mohabi. Yes.
And then from other
From other African countries, we have Dr. Adrian from Sierra Leone. We have Dr. Quen from Nigeria. We have Apostle Lemota from Lesotho. We have Pastor Simon from Uganda. And then we have Bishop Neshia from Kenya. And then we have Pastor Amos from Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow. Yo, this is huge. This is huge. And I'm happy ukuthi ihlanganisa wonke ama Africa. Ihlanganisa sisonke. And lokhu kuzokwenza ukuthi uthando lwakheke between us. Njengoba ushilo ukuthi, you know, kunenzondo. Kithi thina ama Africa ngokwethu asikhulumi ngabo Europe asikhulumi ngabo US sikhuluma ngathi singama Africa. So ke lewa mudimo ka wena Dr. Lebo ukuthi u akuphe le wisdom ukuthi ukwazi ukuhlanganisa wonke ama Africa sizibone singabantu ukuthi siyafana. It doesn't matter ukuthi ubuya kuyiphi i country within a continent ye Africa. Okay, so for more info ba contact amang
here's Mama Dudu.
Hey, yes, Mama Tutu, sing a coach. Mina phela sengilalele le testimony le ena.
Yeah, hey, well, you are hooked.
Oh my goodness. Mama Tutu, ba contact abani?
For more information, please contact myself, which is Ututu, mm-hmm. on 076-942-9966. 942-9966.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then they can also contact Sisneo
mm-hmm.
on 073-664-1689.
1689.
Yes.
Okay. Ewako
076-942-9966.
Saka Sisneo 073-664-1689. Bazalwane ka mo ke a tseba hore ka Free State iteng family radio pulpit. So radio pulpit iatla ba mamedi ba Free State. Amen. I'm coming ke tla be ke le teng go this conference.
Amen.
From Friday ke tla gotla Sunday in the morning.
Amen.
Ho ba ne tsantse ke be mo and then ke kutlwisa le ba bang hore ne re etsang ba batla beng ba seo but nna ho ya kana neng ka thaba haholo hore everyone o ka re akaba teng o ka re akatla as re hlalositsa ke re camp ka ofela ke 1900
yes.
from Friday until Sunday and then include accommodation include food like
yes.
breakfast
everything
mm. and then if you to attend only a day like Saturday
you can have lunch
yes okay it's only 500 rand mara ha robali
mm-hmm.
okay so ke lebohile ha holo indaba iskhathi nje so tsela ka ofela di shebile Free State
amen
on Friday
amen
thank you so much may God bless you Pastor Lebo and then akukhulise kulomsebenzi omkhulu owenza ngoba umsebenzi omkhulu impela lo and uNkulunkulu ukhethe wena ngoba ebona ukuthi ungakwazi ukuthi uthwale lo msebenzi and now uyawuthwala khona manje iconference yesingakile selo wayiqala nini
15 years
goodness
so thank you celebrating 15 years
sis Tutu umhlambe nawe ungathanda ukufaka amagamanyana amabili.
So what I wanted to say in closing, ukuthi EBFA, it's not a Beautiful Ashes, it's not a one day event.
Mm-hmm.
We have e-healing academy, we've got counseling within BFA, we've got ama support groups. I think as Pastor Lebo was sharing her testimony, you heard her speaking about healing the broken man and also healing the broken woman. So those are the events that we have throughout the year. And then we also, with healing the broken man, healing the broken woman, we are restoring those relationships to say, if you have lost the son in you, if you have lost the daughter in you, come, let's let God heal us. We also have support groups for the divorcees. We've got support groups for the widows. We've got support groups for
couples.
For couples and married and their single parents. So we normally have support groups for those and also for the mothers that have children that are going through drugs. We also have a support group for there where they talk and they also pray for each other. And we also have Healing Africa where we also pray there together. Thank you.
Amen. Sithi glory be to God. ungaphuthelwa mzalwane how like a Free State ka Paris useduze konje what's the name of the lodge
Dome Inn Lodge
yeah Dome Inn Lodge yilapho sizobe sikhona
amen
ari yenghleng asambeni asambeni bazalwane
asambeni ngubamandi presence of God will be there
yeah sesingenile ke esigabeni sokugcina njengoba ke selishayile elesine ehora kuleso sigaba si ne discussion esingathanda ukuthi nawe ube ingxenye yayo ngingasho nje ukuthi open discussion lena lapho ke sizoqhubeka sikhuluma ke spiritual growth isikanye nomfundisi o Triumph and then today ke sizogcila kakhulu sibuka the ministry of the word ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lingasiza kanjani ekutheni sikwazi ukukhula spiritually ungalisusike iphondo lakho aliqhubeke lihleli la ku DSTV audio book 882 AM 657 sithi our God is an awesome God.
Get your daily bread but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.